Anyway, we recently received an email along with a short video recording here on Mooney Goes Wild. It came from one of our listeners, Bridget Barron in County Clare. The footage featured some black-headed gulls demonstrating what seemed to be quite unusual behaviour just as a powerful storm took hold. We got in touch with Bridget, who was keen to find out more.
Derek, it was Saturday, 29th of February, and we had a red wind alert on that day. Wind wasn't too bad, but I was driving by Ballyalla Lake. Ballyalla Lake is a wildfowl sanctuary in County Clare, also a special area of conservation, so it's well stocked with birds most of the time. But I drove by and I noticed a flock of birds flying low along by the ditch by the lake. I thought it was unusual, so I stopped the car and took out my phone and went to film. So I filmed for quite a while. And what was happening was they were had the shelter from some trees. They were flying over the water, flying but not moving. The wings were flapping. They weren't distressed. They were some of them were dipping into the water and possibly searching for food. But this continued. And interestingly, overhead, some crows flew by and they flew into the wind without any difficulty. So it was somewhat interesting. I decided then that I would walk towards them, and with that they flew into the wind again without any difficulty. And when I came back then onto the road, again they came back and continued with this behaviour. So I thought it was quite unusual, and it was just a delight to watch. I circulated this video to a number of my friends who were quite amazed by it. But it was hard to know exactly what they were doing. Now, I did submit the video to Stephen Newton from Birdwatch Ireland, and he identified them as black-headed gulls, and he wondered, were they just having fun or were they looking for wind accumulated food items that might have been in the water at the time? But he also felt that at that time black-headed gulls would be heading back towards their nesting areas, either within Ireland or further afield in the Baltic Sea area. And he felt that they shouldn't be wasting too much of their energy, as they will be laying their eggs later in April. I don't know if this was filmed before. I haven't seen it, but it was a delight to behold on that day.
Thank you, Bridget. Now, that video is on our website. You can have a look at it by visiting rte.ie/Mooney Nile. What's going on here?
So to describe the video, it's sort of a sort of a corner of a lake with a little beach area, and the wind is blowing quite strongly, and it's causing the waves to lap against the shore.
Exactly.
And a big flock of these gulls, a black-headed gull, a very common and one of our smaller gull species in Ireland, they're congregating above it, flying in the air, almost holding position in the wind, with the wind blowing against them. And I think there could be a couple of things going on. One of the things that could be happening is that they're practicing their flying, that they're even having fun in the wind. But perhaps more importantly, I think they're keenly looking for any potential food items that are washed ashore with the lapping action of the waves.
And that's what Stephen Newton told Bridget, as she just said.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what they're doing, because these birds are very observant. They're a real opportunistic feeder. So when a new food source presents itself, they're often first in there. So people will know the black-headed gull for following the plough, for example. They come well inland to follow that to get worms.
So this wind was making the waves roll up the soil, roll up the bottom of the lake. And
exactly.
And they look as if they're not actually moving. But they are. They're flying forwards and the wind is flying them
exactly.
back.
Exactly. They're keeping pace with the wind. They're flapping and they're staying in one position.
It's great. It's a fantastic video to look at, isn't it?
Well, heavy rain would soften the mud, and the invertebrates down there go down under the dry mud. And when the tide comes back in, it wets. So they go up then to eat detritus and feed. So if the rain comes, it's a similar effect. You often see this with songbirds. If the rain comes, the worms come up. So it's feeding time again. And there's a free ride. You just open your wings and off you take without any effort on your part. You can hot around, and what you need is chaos, and storms produce chaos. Things do strange things, and you can catch them out and eat them.
This is a freshwater species, so we're not necessarily at the seaside, because the black-headed gull is actually a freshwater inland species.
It goes to both. It's happy by the coast, it's happy in freshwater, and many of them would breed in freshwater locations. The black-headed gull is also responsible for another really interesting feeding frenzy that usually happens around the first week of August each year, what I always call Flying Ant Day, when all of these ants, the males, the the drones and the queens are on the wing, and it's their first time ever flying. They're not very good at it, and there's clouds in the sky, and these black-headed gulls come in big numbers and start picking them off. They're very easy to catch.
I mean, just hold you, swifts and swallows everybody.
Easy source of food.
Because sex and drugs and rock and roll, they're all up there.
They're terrible at flying, and they have one thing on their mind.
And anyway, thank you very much indeed for that, Anne. And you can email Mooney at rte.ie, or you can write to us, Mooney, RTE Radio 1 in Dublin 4.